Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Matt Young, Fightful Wrestling here with the one, the only, Eric Bischoff. Eric, thanks a lot for doing this right out of the gate. Just, you know, back in Canada, many people will remember you for having brought WCW Nitro to Canada for the first time. Take us back through that experience. What was that like? Just, you know, because WCW had never been in Canada prior to that, correct?
Correct. Well, I don't know if they'd ever been in Canada before, and I don't know. I certainly don't
remember it as a lifelong fan.
What was it like? It was freaking expensive.
I can guarantee
doing business
that.
In Canada is really, really difficult. It's difficult because Canada has a very, and by the way, I think it's great. I'm not being negative.
Yeah.
But they have a very strict immigration process, and some of our talent had DUIs driving under the influence.
100%.
And things like that on the record, and they just couldn't get into the country. So not only do you have talent that has some of that in their background, you've got production staff and people like that that had a hard time getting in the country.
And did you have to deal with the Athletic Commission too back then?
You had to deal with the Athletic Commission. You know, it's just very difficult. Canada makes it very difficult for producers other than Canadian producers
100%.
To produce television in Canada. And I understand it, and I think it's great. But we have to, when we want to do business in Canada, we have to pay the price.
Exactly. All these years later, though, you're still out here, you're still doing shows, you're meeting people. What is it that keeps you going? What is it that keeps you coming back to do these events?
You know, I've got a book coming out shortly called Grateful, and I talk about that very question in that book. And I'll be honest with you, there was a point in time when doing events like this was just not something I was interested in doing. But I did a few, and in the process of doing a few shows several years ago, I had people coming up and telling me stories about how wrestling was the thing that brought their, you know, them together with their parents, their mom, their dad, their brothers, their sisters, their uncles, whatever. And when you hear stories about how much of an impact wrestling has had on people's lives, and you hear it over and over and over again, it changed the way I looked at going to
your
events.
Your viewpoint would change
because
dramatically.
I don't want to sound like I'm putting myself over, but when you have a chance to meet people and have a big impact on their life and make them feel better, sometimes feel better about themselves, or just feel important, that's a blessing. So now I just look at it a different way, and I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, it's not something that everybody gets to do in their life at all, right?
So. Think about that, too. You know, I'm 67 years old. I'll be 68 next spring. And I still get to go out a couple times a month and do what I'm doing. And that's, again, that's not to sound overly spiritual, but that's a hell of a blessing, right? I mean, like you said, how many people get to do that? A lot of the kids, the guys that I grew up with and went to high school and college with, and you know, they're sitting around watching football, thinking about the good old days, and here I am in Niagara meeting wrestling fans, having a blast. So I'm good with it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Now you got your podcast 83 Weeks. Mm-hmm. Very good podcast. I've listened to it quite a bit.
It's one of the best. But yeah, continue.
Definitely one of the best. I'll put you over on that one.
Well, if you don't, I will. Exactly. So it doesn't matter.
That's true.
One of us is going to put me over.
What made you start that? What got you into that? And you know, just how much work is that every week?
It's not a lot of work, brother.
Do you just go off of memory?
For the most part. Now, I don't do a lot of prep for the show because I have in the past, and I found when I do a lot of prep, like when I know what the questions are going to be before somebody asks me the question, I'm already thinking about the answer, right?
Yeah.
It's not as authentic or spontaneous.
Fair.
But Conrad, my partner, does do a lot of research.
Oh, he does.
And we've got Derek Sabato does all the research for all of our shows. So he gives the notes to Conrad. Conrad goes over them. They send them to me. Sometimes I look at them, but 9 times out of 10, I don't. Sorry, Derek. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Sometimes you got to have your own method, right? And that's
well, I just believe in being as
authentic
and real and not rehearsed.
Now, okay, you've been doing this forever, like 25 plus years or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've worked everywhere. What is it in the business today that you see and you shake your head at and you're like, I don't like it? What's changed about it that you don't like?
What's changed? I think the emphasis on physical performance is much greater than it was in the past, which I think is great. However, character and story have suffered. So there's so much emphasis put on, you know, high flying, super athletic, holy shit, or this is awesome.
Trying to get the chant,
and that's cool, and I get it, and it's fun. But when you sacrifice story and characters in order to achieve that, I think it hurts the product in the long run.
Man,
I think that's one of the
tickets.
Things that's suffering from now. Now, do I get mad about it? No, I don't really care. I just notice it. You know, I'm not in the business anymore, so I don't have any, as we say in the States, we don't have a dog in that hunt. But it's obvious to me.
Now, you know, again, hearkening back to your management days, you look at something like what's happened in AEW with CM Punk, the Bucks, and, you know, Kenny Omega, Hangman, Adam Page. How would you have handled that if you were in the spot of Tony Khan? Would you, like, to me, I feel like there's a massive disconnect there and a huge opportunity to make money off of this.
Well, I don't know if you can make money off of it, because now and I don't know a lot about, so I'm hesitant to comment on it just because there's so much I don't know.
That's fair.
Right? From what we all know, because I don't know any more than you all do, you know, watching from the outside, there's a lack of leadership. You know, when you've got that much turmoil amongst that many different people, and it's manifests to your audience, and you've got talent that you're paying millions and millions and millions of dollars to, and they're coming out and they're showing their ass in a national media scrum and calling out the owner of the company and calling out other people in the company, to me that's a reflection on leadership or lack thereof. How would I handle it? I don't know, man. I don't know. I wouldn't have put myself in that position to begin with. If you remember, you may not have paid any attention, but I made a comment one day, months before all that went down. I said, CM Punk's going to be the biggest flop in the biggest financial flop in the wrestling business.
I do remember seeing you saying
and
that.
And it stirred up all kinds of stuff. You know, Tony Khan's hair caught on fire, and he was babbling like a fucking idiot.
Eric's just trying to sell so podcasts. Upset about it.
And 3 months later, here we are. So I wouldn't have put myself in that position.
Fair enough. You know, I do have to ask, Tony Khan obviously said some things about some of your thoughts on his product and matches having to mean everything. Like, every match should have a meaning to it, and
mm-hmm.
not just the... But he this week on Busted Open, he said they're incendiary, contradictory, and hypocritical on the point. What are your thoughts on that? Do you even care at this point what
he thinks? I think what Tony says is funny because he reminds me of a 15-year-old kid that's got too much money and doesn't know what to do with it and is just running around bouncing off walls trying to make some sense out of stuff. Look, I never said that every match on every show needs to have a story. But your top three or four should.
Definitely.
And I encouraged Tony, who has an employee by the name of Kevin Sullivan, who was formerly a director in TNA.
We do know who he is, yeah.
Not the booker.
He's got a, okay.
Not the booker.
Okay, different guy.
There's okay. Two different Kevin okay. Sullivans. And Kevin Sullivan, the producer and the director, works for Tony. And Kevin Sullivan has a show Bible that I created for Spike TV, Viacom, yeah. Back when I was there. I would encourage Tony to look at that because it really illustrates to someone who's never done it before how you make sure your A story, your B story, your C story, your D story all have structure and all carry out over a period of 3 to 4 months. And then your stories that are underneath that, your opening matches, your mid-card matches, where you're introducing new talent or trying to establish talent that is yet to be established. They don't necessarily need to have a backstory. You can just bring people out and showcase them. That's fine. As long as you've got legitimate story and well-structured story for your top four matches. That's what I've said all along, but Tony has a tendency to just ricochet off walls and say stupid shit because he doesn't really understand much about the industry, really. He's a wrestling fan with a lot of money. It's a $100 million vanity project. Good for him. I mean, who wouldn't want to be Tony Khan? Who wouldn't want to have $100 million or $1 billion to go play in whatever sandbox you wanted to play in? And of course, you're not going to want to be criticized for people that have done it before, but that's just human nature, I guess.
That's just the nature of the beast, absolutely. Well, Eric, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I know you want to get to catering and have some food before the show.
I'm in catering. I've already eaten.
So I certainly appreciate
it. That whole thing about catering is just nonsense. I have not from you, but you know, the rumor is that, you know, when I was in WWE, all I ever did was sit in catering. You know?
Oh, here we go.
But I will admit, WWE did have good catering. However, the catering here, I ain't shitting you guys. The catering here is pretty good. That barbecue chicken is the bomb.
It is very good in this
building. It is the bomb. And that pasta, come on now. And the vegetables taste more like vegetables than any vegetables I've had in a long time, so.
No, the catering is actually excellent. Very, very good here in St. Catharines at the Meridian Center. Well, again, Eric, thank you so much for taking the time, and we certainly appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. Browse safely, browse securely, change your virtual location with just one click on all your devices. Multiple tiers that allow you to get exactly what services you want. 4 months free, a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get access to content that's geo-blocked in your area. Get access to pay-per-views at a much more affordable price thanks to that content that you unlock with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Block annoying pop-up ads. Block malware. NordVPN.com/Fightful. How are you going to pass this up? Really? How? I use it every day. Every day. It makes my browsing experience so much better. You should do it too. NordVPN.com/Fightful.